are blessed in return. I love you guys dearly. I always tell you, when I leave here Sunday, I begin to pray for what to preach. And it's crazy that all you visitors showed up like this, because I was questioning whether I was going to preach the right message. And the title of the message is The Greatest Revelation. And let's just pray. Father, we love you. We thank you. And Lord God, I pray above all things that everyone here, Father God, will receive your word. Lord God, that they would receive it as I received it, Father God, and that we would leave here recognizing and understanding, Father God, that the greatest revelation we'll ever receive is how much you love us. Father God, help us to recognize that, Father God. Help us to leave here today with a greater understanding of just how much you love us, Father God. And because you love us, Father God, we need not fear. We need not worry or be anxious or be scared or frightened by anything, Father God, because you are greater than anyone or anything that can ever come against us. So, Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that I would rightly divide your word of truth, and that we would leave here understanding the greatest revelation, how much you love us. Father, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Everyone say amen.
Amen.
And amen. I left here last Sunday and I began to pray and ask the Lord, what is it that I should preach to you guys? And I couldn't get the message until Monday. I think it was Monday or Tuesday. My granddaughter was, I'm a crier, okay? So forgive me. I know I'm an ugly crier, so just bear with me. Amen. Just bear with me. My granddaughter right here in the front row, which Manny is holding, is she don't like to go to sleep. She fights it. You know what I'm saying? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody have babies like that? And so we prayed over her. We laid hands on her. I think it was Monday or Tuesday. And she started sleeping better. But then, you know, one night she was just fighting it. And I began to pray and say, God, just give her peace and give her rest. Or what's wrong? What's going on? Why doesn't she want to sleep? And man, the Lord spoke to me and he gave me understanding. And what he said to me was, she wants to be constantly around those that love her. That's how much love she already has. That's how much love she feels that surrounds her. I don't even want to sleep. I want to feel this. I want to continue feeling this love that you're giving me. I want to continue loving you. And man, as soon as the Lord spoke that to me, I began to cry. And he led me to Psalm 121 verses 1 through 5 in the New Living Translation. Because what God was saying, I'm the same way about you. I never slumber. I never sleep. I'm constantly watching over you. I'm constantly loving you. I'm constantly defending you. I'm constantly protecting you. Man, I'm telling you, God loves you so much. Man, I want you to leave here today with that understanding. And when you leave here today, there should be no fear. There should be no worries. There should be no anxieties, because the God you love, man, he loves you more than you'll ever know. I'm telling you what I'm knowing. Y'all understand what I'm saying to you? And so the word of God says, I'm looking at little Aubrey and she's fighting her sleep. And so finally she goes to sleep. But what an amazing revelation God gave me through that was, she doesn't want to go to sleep because she loves you that much. She loves her family that much. She wants to be around you that much. I mean, no, that's love, man. So the word of God tells us in Psalms 121 verses 1 through 5 in the New Living Translation, the psalmist writes, I look up into the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from who? From the Lord. Say it again. My help comes from who?
The Lord.
Say this with me. Say, my help comes from the Lord. Now know that as you leave here this day. I don't care if there's sickness, if there's disease, he's your great physician. If there's lack and you don't know how the needs are going to be met, he is Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Remember, your help comes from the Lord. Are y'all with me, somebody? He says, listen, my help comes from the Lord. I get excited, visitor. I'm sorry. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Listen to this. He will not let you stumble. Amen. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. That means he doesn't doze off. Come on. He's constantly watching you. He's constantly loving you. He's constantly defending you. He's constantly orchestrating your every move and orchestrating things around you in your favor. But the word of God says he will not slumber. Listen to this. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps. Amen. And that's when God spoke to me about my granddaughter. When I said, he said to me, she doesn't want to sleep because she enjoys this love. And God spoke this to me in the same way. I love you. And I never slumber. I never sleep. Listen to this. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protected shade. He is constantly, constantly watching over us, constantly defending us, constantly providing for us, constantly delivering us, and constantly loving us. Can I get an amen? The Word of God says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 in the King James Version, the Word of God reads, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." Think about how much love that is, man. Come on, somebody. If you walk into this room feeling unloved, let me tell you something. God loves you. Amen. Amen. You say, "Pastor, you don't know what I've done." Listen, you don't know what I've done. Amen. Amen. I used to curse God. All right. My dad would leave me Bible verses and I would spit on them and I would cuss my dad out and say, "Dad, I don't need your God." And it wasn't until I overdosed in 2000, I'm being high on meth for 7 days. I was up 7 days on meth. And the very God I neglected, the very God I rejected and wanted nothing to do with, listen to me, when I called upon him, he answered me and he showed me great and mighty things that I never knew. And to this day, God is showing me things that I never knew possible. I never knew I could have peace with God. I never knew that I could be filled with joy and gladness, because so much of my life was spent trying to fill this void in me. And I always ended up empty. Drugs couldn't do it. Sexual activity, promiscuity couldn't do it. Alcoholism couldn't do it. The gang life couldn't do it. It was only one thing that filled me, and that was Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And think of that love that he has. That's what it's saying. Behold. That word "behold" means check this out. Check this out. What manner of love is this? Who loves us this way? He never counts you out. He's always ready to forgive. He's always ready to build you up. You can fail and fail and fail and fail and fail time and time again, and God is always there to lift you back up again. He never grows weary. He never slumbers. He never sleeps. He is constantly extending his love to us because God is love. Can I get an amen? Yeah. Jeremiah 31:3 in the King James Version says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love." Amen. An everlasting love. He's always loved you. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, he says, "I knew you." Before you came out of her belly, "I ordained you." That's eternal love. You may have just been born 25 years ago, but throughout all eternity, before you even conceived, he knew you and he loved you. Amen. Man, that's love. That's an amazing love. He says this, listen, "I have loved you with an everlasting love." Jeremiah 31:3, King James Version. "Therefore, because of this," listen to this, with loving kindness, "I have I drawn you." It was his loving kindness that drew us. Listen, man, before I OD'd, listen, I used to curse God. I wanted nothing to do with God. My life was empty and it was void. Listen, I'm not saying that everything's as I wish it were today, but the fact that I have God in my life, I know everything's going to be all right. Amen. But before God, man, it was constantly dismissing him, constantly saying, "I don't want to have nothing to do with him." Constantly looking at my dad who has now passed, it'll be 5 years in a couple of months. But my dad was always sowing seed, always trying to get me to understand how much God loved me. And I never knew how much he loved me until the day I overdosed. And then when I overdosed, it was amazing because here I am. The very God that I dismissed and neglected and wanted nothing to do with was the very God who saved me. Amen. That's love. It's a love that never gives up. We give up on people. We walk out the door on people. People have walked out on us. People have failed us. I will fail you. You will fail me. But God is one who will never fail you nor forsake you. And he drew me with his loving kindness. He didn't have to save me. He didn't have to deliver me. He didn't have to give me another shot. He chose to do it because he is kind. And that's what the Word of God says. With loving kindness have I drawn you. Even though I rejected him, even though I wanted nothing to do with him, man, God was so loving and so kind that he gave me another opportunity. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3:9 in the King James Version that he is long-suffering. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as men count slackness, but is what? Long-suffering. Say long-suffering. What does that mean? That means he's willing to suffer long. He's willing to put up with us. Have you ever felt like God's given up on you? Be honest. Raise your hand. That's it. Let me ask you again. Have you ever felt like God has given up on you? Raise your hand up high. You ever done something so wrong that you look, you feel like, man, there's no way God's going to forgive me this time. I asked him to forgive me Friday and I did it again Saturday. And man, I said, Lord, I'll never do it again Saturday. And it wasn't but Sunday that I did it again. Now we as a people give up. We as a people immediately turn our backs on each other. But God's word is saying he is long-suffering. That means he's willing to put up with us for a long time. Aren't you glad he never gives up on us? Amen. The Bible says he is long-suffering. Listen, why is he long-suffering? Because he's not willing that any should perish. Aren't you glad he didn't give up on you? Listen, he is long-suffering, not willing that any man should perish, but that all men should come to what? Repentance. What would have happened had he come 21 years ago? I'd be in hell. How many of you have been saved 10 years? Raise your hand. What if he had came 20 years ago on you? What if he had given up on you? Bible says he's long-suffering. He's not willing that anyone should perish, but that everyone would come to repentance. What does that mean? That we would all turn from our sin. That we acknowledge sin is not the way of life for me. Now, the reality of it is we all sin. Even as believers, we're still going to miss it. But the Word of God says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and he is just to not only forgive us of our sins, but to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. God is a forgiving God. He is a loving God. He is quick to forgive. He is plenteous in mercy. He is gracious and loving towards us all. Man, aren't you glad he waited on you? I mean, where would we be, honestly? Where would we be without hope? Where would we be without faith? I mean, in my life, he has shown himself faithful time and time again. He never fails. He's never failed me. He deserves all my praise. He deserves everything. When I overdosed in 2000 and I came home, I mean, I had gone to church and came to my girlfriend, who is now my wife, and I told her, listen, I don't want to serve this world anymore. I want to serve God. Amen. I knew instinctively, listen to me, as a new believer, been saved one day, that I could not continue with someone who wasn't saved, and I was. Amen. And she said, no, honey, I want to come and I want to be with Christ and I want to serve him with you. So we've been serving the Lord now going on almost 20 years together. Amen. Yes, we've had our failures. Yes, we've fallen. Yes, we've had our problems. Yes, we've even talked about divorce at times. But it is God who has kept us together. Amen. It is the fact that she sees things the way I see things, and the way we see things is with God right in the center of it all. Amen. I'm telling you today, whatever you're up against, whatever you're going through, with God, nothing is impossible. And I thank God for that. I'm constantly amazed at his love for us. I mean, we sing a song all the time that says, his love makes it worth it all. And it is so true. His love does make it worth it all. Yes, even as a believer, you will fall. Even as a believer, you will experience hardship and tribulation and trial. When you become a child of God, sometimes it gets worse. Because the enemy's on the prowl. He's constantly at work. Constantly wants to defeat you. Constantly wants to destroy you and your family and yourself and your testimony. Satan never sleeps. But let me remind you, the God we serve never slumbers nor sleeps either. And the God we serve is greater than the enemy. And so please, people, I want you to understand the greatest revelation you'll ever receive. This is not a long message.
is how much God truly loves you. Because He loves me, I'm confident that no matter what I'm up against, it's going to be all right. And I've gone through some really hard times, just like all of us in this room have. Larry just lost his sister. All right? One of the hardest things I believe we can ever face as a people is losing somebody you really love. If you've never experienced that, there's no words that could explain it to you. It's something you have to go through. But I believe that is one of the most difficult times that I have ever experienced, is when I lost my dad. My dad was my Superman. My dad was my everything. My dad was my defender, man. He was my provider. He was my protector. He was everything to me. And when he left me and when he passed on, that shook me. But I'm here today to tell you, and I know Larry can testify to this and be a witness to this. The only reason I made it through was because I knew that God was with me. That's the only reason. So I want you to understand and recognize today, if you're here for the first time and if you're listening by podcast, the greatest revelation you'll ever receive is how much God loves you. The Word of God tells us in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." That's love. That's love. Can y'all understand what I'm saying to you? That whosoever would believe on Him would not perish but have everlasting life. Could you give your son? Could you give your child for everyone else? I don't think I could. But God did. And that's how much He loves us. That He was willing to sacrifice His own son so that you and I could experience newness of life, so that we could experience salvation, so that one day when our life on this world is over, we will spend an eternity in the presence of Almighty God. Are y'all with me, somebody? Because He loves you, He'll never abandon you. Because He loves you, He'll always provide for you. I'm not saying it's always going to go your way, but I'm saying this: in the end, God will show and prove Himself faithful every single time. Are y'all with me, somebody? He is faithful. The Word of God says in Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Are y'all with me, somebody? I'm only going to go through two more chunks of verses and then we'll be done. But I want you to recognize, and I want you to leave here today with an understanding of how much God loves you. Are y'all with me, somebody? Listen to Romans 8, 32. "He that spared not His own who, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?" Amen. What is that saying? If God gave His Son for you, don't you know there's nothing He won't do for you? Amen. "He that spared not His own Son for us, but gave Him up for us all, how will He then not freely with Him give us all things?" Amen. What God wants more than anything is for you to recognize how much He loves you. And then when you understand how much He loves you, check this out, you're going to love Him in return. No one's going to have to ask you to read His Word. You're going to be excited about getting in the Word. No one's going to have to ask you to pray. You're going to be excited about getting into His presence. There's nothing I look forward more than to being in the presence of Almighty God. And please understand that, especially to those of you here, young people. I know this world throws a lot of things at you. But you'll never be filled, you'll never be complete until you open your heart to Jesus Christ. Amen. You'll search this world all over. I'm telling you what I know. As 51 years old, I'm telling you what I know. You will search this world all over trying to fill that void in your life. And it will never be filled until you open your heart to Jesus Christ. Amen. Because He loves you, He'll always provide for you. He'll always deliver you. He'll always make a way for you. May not be when we want it to, may not be how we want it to, but He'll always prove Himself faithful. Are y'all with me, somebody? Amen. It doesn't matter. Listen, if we go through hard times or difficult times, and I'm going to close with these few passages of scriptures in Romans chapter 8, verse 33, and we'll go all the way down to verse 39, just six verses. How many of you know that even as believers, we still go through difficult times? Amen. That's one of the deterrents, I believe, as children come to the Lord. They say, well, if God really loved me, why did I lose my sister? Or if God really loved me, why was my father diagnosed with leukemia? If God really loves me, why did I lose my dad and my father? Why did I get a divorce? If God really loves me, why do all these bad things happen? Here's why. Because we live in a fallen world. We live in a cursed world. And this is not your home. What you know now and what you see now will be gone in the blink of an eye. I'm 51, man. I still remember being my mama taking me a bath in the sink at 2 years old like it was yesterday. Y'all understand what I'm saying to you? You're going to go through hard times. You're going to go through trials. You're going to go through tribulation. The Bible says, the Apostle Paul writing, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? In other words, who's going to come against you? Listen, it is God that justifies. God has justified you through the death of His Son. It doesn't matter what people say about you. It doesn't matter if people bring up your past. In the eyes of God, listen, I am blameless. I am spotless. I am holy. I am the righteousness of God because of what Jesus Christ has done and accomplished on the cross of Calvary. Are y'all with me, somebody? The Bible is saying, who shall lay anything to your charge? It is God who justifies. Listen to this. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died. Yes, rather that rose again. Who is even at the right hand of God the Father, who also makes intercession for us. You want to know what Jesus is doing right at this moment? Here's what he's doing. He's praying for you. What an awesome picture that is. Did you know that? The Bible says that he makes intercession for us, that he's constantly praying for us. He's constantly praying that you don't give up. He's constantly praying that you just hold on just a little bit longer, that you continue in the work that he has called and created you to. God, the Father, is on the throne, and Jesus is at his right hand, constantly making intercession for you and I. And then the Word of God goes on, and it says, in verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress? Or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Listen, it doesn't matter what you go through. Jesus Christ loves you. And because he loves you, that is the very fact and the very truth that is going to carry you and grant you the strength and the grace to overcome any and everything that you're up against. Are y'all with me, somebody? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37, the Word of God goes on. Listen to this. The apostles, they knew, the disciples knew following Jesus Christ was a risk. They knew there was a target on them. Every single day they walked this earth, they knew there was a target on them. But listen to what the Word of God says. But nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. There's nothing you can't overcome. Are y'all with me, somebody? I said there's nothing you can't overcome. I'm looking at a bunch of warriors in this room this morning. I'm looking at a bunch of soldiers in Christ this morning. I'm looking at people who know greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. I'm looking at a bunch of soldiers in the name of Jesus. Are y'all with me, somebody? Man, you're an overcomer. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm an overcomer. If you believe that, look at somebody else and tell them, I'm an overcomer. You're an overcomer, man. Remember that. We have all overcome some great obstacles. The devil tried to take you out, and here you are still standing. People walked out of your life, but God stepped in and said, I'll never fail you nor forsake you. Come on, somebody. Man, I'm looking at people who have overcome great trial and great tribulation because God has put greatness inside each and every one of us. Listen to this. We are more than conquerors. Never forget this. Through him who loved us. The Word of God continues. Two more verses. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Come on, somebody. Listen to verse 39. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Nothing will ever separate the love God has for you. Nothing. Listen, not even death. Lewis, can you come up and get ready to play something out of here? Not even death. Y'all understand what I'm singing to you? Brothers and sisters, not a long message this morning. But if you grab hold of this truth, I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. Why do we worry? Because of fear. Right? We're in a situation and we think this is too big for God and God's not going to be able to come forth. But man, if you recognize how much He loves you, there's nothing you'll ever face in life that His love won't get you through. Y'all understand what I'm saying to you? Listen, I'm 51. I know I've lived most of my life already. I'm not going to live, I don't know how much longer. And I think about that a lot because, like I've shared with you, I want to be here for my granddaughter as long as I possibly can. That's all that matters to me. And yes, I face trial, and yes, I struggle, and yes, as a pastor, you know what? I even fall, man. I miss it. And sometimes I don't even feel worthy of standing here before you. But there's nothing in His word that tells me to quit. There's nothing in His word that says, oh, you've done too much wrong. Amen. All I see is in Romans 5:20 says this, where sin did abound, His grace did much more abound. Amen. All I see is Romans 8:31 that says, if God be for you, who then shall be against you? I see Luke 9:23 that says, if you can believe, all things are possible to he who believes. I see the book of Psalms that says, a just man will fall 7 times, but he gets back up again. Amen. There's nothing in His word that says, give up. You know what His word says? I love you. Before I called you, I knew you. I knew every sin, I knew every failure, I knew every fear, I knew every bit of anxiety, I knew every bit of doubt, but I'm here today to tell you, I love you. Now get up and keep fighting this good fight of faith. Get up knowing that the greater one lives inside of you. Get up without fear and without worry and know that God is at your right hand. And the devil has already been defeated. Greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. Y'all stand with me. He loves you. He loves you. Close your eyes for just a moment. Nobody have your eyes open. I'm not going to call anyone up. Let me tell you where it all starts. It starts with the relationship with Jesus Christ. The gospel message is this, that Jesus died for you and me because we're sinners. They buried him. But on the third day, he rose again because he has power to lay himself down and power to raise himself back up again. Man, I'm telling you, if you're looking for power, it's not in witchcraft. It's not in a Ouija board. It's not in a horoscope. Listen, it's not in astrology. If you want to know what power is, man, put your faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. That's where power's at. He defeated Satan and he defeated death, which is your last enemy. If you're in this room, if you hear my voice, you're going to die one day. You will die. And the only thing that matters is have you put your faith in Jesus Christ. The Bible says if we repent and put our faith in Jesus Christ, we'll be saved. If you're here today, no one's looking. I want you to raise your hand up high if you're here. I'm the only one looking. If you need Jesus in your life, if you need Jesus to come forth and show himself mighty, I want you to raise your hand up real high. Just right where you are, just raise it up real high. Don't be ashamed. No one's watching you. And I want you to say this prayer with me. It's not just about a little prayer, man. It's about you meaning what you're saying here. And for those of you who are already saved, just repeat this with me. I want you to say, dear God, I ask you to forgive me of all my sin. I know I have not lived a life that is pleasing to you. And I'm asking you today to give me a new heart. Give me a new beginning. I want to walk without fear. I want to walk with boldness. I want to be confident that you're with me. Father God, forgive me. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I will serve you all the days of my life. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for never giving up on me. Show yourself mighty in my life. From this day forward, give me understanding. Give me the strength to say yes to you and no to the things of this world. In Jesus' mighty name. Everyone say amen. Amen. And amen. And amen.